Chapter 1. A Grand Performance. Mr. Debienne and Mr. Pollini, the managers of the opera, were retiring. Sorelli, one of the dancers, was practicing her goodbye speech when several girls ran into her dressing room.
"It's the ghost!" they screamed. "We saw him," said Jams. "He's very ugly," added Meg Gyrie.
For several months, everyone at the opera had been talking about the ghost. Anything bad that happened was blamed on the opera ghost, and there had been a lot of strange happenings lately.
"My mother has spoken to the ghost," said Meg. "He comes to box 5. You know that no one is allowed to use that box."
"Does the ghost really come there?"
asked the other girls, full of curiosity.
"Well, the ghost comes, but there is nobody there," said Meg. "He has only a voice, Mother says."
It was almost time for her speech, so Sorelli pushed the girls out of her dressing room. On the stairs, Sorelli ran into the Count de Chagny, who was coming up the stairs.
"I was just coming to see you, Sorelli," he said, taking off his hat.
"What an evening! Christine Daae was wonderful."
The Count de Chagny was right. It was a great performance, and on that evening, Christine Daae had revealed her true self. No one had ever heard or seen anything like it. The whole house went mad, rising to its feet, shouting and cheering. Everyone wondered why the managers had not allowed this great singer to perform sooner. The Count de Chagny cheered loudly. Philippe Georges Marie, the Count de Chagny, was a good-looking man in his early 40s. He had an excellent heart and was honest. His younger brother, Raoul, was just 12 years of age when their father died, and Philippe had made sure his brother had received a good education. Raoul was doing well in the Navy. Currently, he was enjoying a 6-month vacation. The sailor was a shy young man. He was a little over 21 years of age, but looked 18. He had a small, fair mustache and beautiful blue eyes. On that evening, after hearing Daae, Philippe turned to Raoul and saw that he was quite pale.
"That woman's ill," said Raoul. "Let's go and see her."
The Count was surprised to find that Raoul knew the way to Daae's dressing room. They arrived there at the same time as the doctor. Raoul pushed his way into the room and stayed even after the doctor sent everyone else away. When Christine saw Raoul, she looked surprised and asked who he was. But they had known each other since they were children. They had spent hours listening to her father's stories of the Angel of Music. Why did his dear friend not remember him? The doctor sent him away, but Raoul waited in the passage. When he saw the doctor leave the room, he stepped up to the door. He was about to knock when he heard a man's voice saying,
"Christine, you must love me!"
Raoul was shocked. He waited for the man to leave the room, but instead it was Christine who left, alone. Raoul went into her room to find out who this man was, but the room was empty. There was no one, nothing. He went out not knowing what he was doing or where he was going.